While hiding out in his Pakistani compound, Osama bin Laden was hatching up a new nightmare scenario. Bin Laden didn't want to just strike the United States on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. He also wanted to kill the president. A U.S. official confirmed documents seized at the compound show bin Laden was hoping to shoot down Air Force One while President Obama was traveling overseas. However, the official is adamant there was no specific assassination plot uncovered. Bin Laden was essentially brainstorming ideas. But Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who commanded the bin Laden raid while heading the CIA, warned bin Laden was capable of more than just brainstorming in the years he hid out.
For a long time, the sense was that he was an inspirational leader, but he wasn't the guy who was managing operations. And what we found out when we went into that compound is that, in fact, he was someone that was operating on an operational basis.
General David Petraeus, the outgoing U.S. commander in Afghanistan, was also mentioned in the bin Laden documents as a potential target to be shot down while he traveled in the war zone. A spokesman for Petraeus declined to comment. The focus now for Panetta is to keep attacking al-Qaeda in Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia.
Now is the moment, following what happened with bin Laden, to put maximum pressure on them, because I do believe that if we continue this effort, that we can really cripple al-Qaeda as a threat to this country.
The U.S. has long said it believes al-Qaeda remains very interested in high-profile attacks and would like nothing better than to bring down a U.S. aircraft. Apparently, Osama bin Laden was even talking about assembling a team of operatives. But of course, those Navy SEALs killed him in the compound before he could carry his plans any further. Wolf?
And he, as you point out, he was targeting General Petraeus as well. General Petraeus, I take it, is getting ready to leave Afghanistan. He's going to be heading over to the CIA.
Very soon. In fact, the change of command ceremony that will turn everything over in Afghanistan to Marine Corps General John Allen will take place Monday morning in Kabul. Petraeus will get on a plane, come back to the United States, retire from years of service in the active duty Army, and in fact, in the coming weeks, Wolf, do exactly that, take over at the CIA, which Defense Secretary Panetta just left to come over to the Pentagon.